Assemblymember Brandy Morrell was seeking more information on bonuses for the employees who oversee various borough departments. She was unsuccessful in seeking to remove that spending and voted against the budget earlier on in the month. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht responded that the borough budgeted a $2,000 amount as a placeholder for a one-time payment for those managers.
The reason we would do that would be so that it's not cumulative. So one-time payment kind of thing. So that next year, if we can't do anything, we're not adding on to a budget problem. So did put in $2,000 each. That's clearly not real accurate, because when we do our comparisons, and we're pretty much done with that, not every department head is out of whack. Some are actually more out of whack than others.
The borough compares salaries and benefits for both managers and employees with similar jobs in other Alaskan communities, some smaller and some larger than Petersburg. Giesbrecht told the assembly that since he came to the borough in 2011, management had adjusted salaries to try and keep pace.
Our department heads continue to fall behind, even with the raises that they've got, in some cases substantial raises. We're falling behind what other cities are paying for those similar positions.
The borough does not pay automatic cost of living increases from year to year. Department heads received 4% raises last year and a bonus payment the year before. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci thought any bonuses should only be merit-based for the managers and not automatic.
And I think they should be feeling the same pinch that the rest of the employees in the community are feeling with our contract negotiations. I don't want it to be seen that we're giving department heads a blank, whatever, 2,000, unless it's a merit-based increase based on their job performance. You know, because it's not going to do anything for morale for PMEA or IBEW if we give the department heads a bump. And we're not being consistent with the people on the ground who the community is seeing every day.
The PMEA is the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association, and the IBEW is the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, the two union bargaining units of borough employees. Both have voted down tentative agreements for new contracts this year. Department heads are not represented by a union. The assembly did not move to strike that bonus money for those managers from the budget. They did take votes on changing other parts of the spending plan. Mucci wanted to vote on budgeting to open the public library for 4 hours on Sundays.
I think it's a big part of the community. It's a big part of the visitor industry in town. And I keep hearing from the families in town that a short time on Sunday afternoon they'd appreciate it.
Librarian Tara Alcock reported that change would require the creation of two new part-time employee positions, and along with extra janitorial and utility costs, would mean an additional $40,000 in spending in that department, roughly a 10% increase. Mucci found no other supporters on the assembly for making that amendment. J. Stanton Greger pointed to the 5% cut for community service organizations like the Clausen Museum, KFSK, and Mountain View Manor Food Service.
If I had my way, none of them would take any reduction. They're all very critical services. That said, 5% was pretty even-handed, and I feel like I'd be remiss to take from one to fund the other. It'd feel a little too discriminatory for my blood at this point, so I can't support it at this time, despite my wanting for that at the library.
In another proposed change, Mucci also moved to restore the 5% cut for the museum, restoring $2,100 and using money from the borough's bed tax to make up the difference. Assembly members were split on that proposal, but it failed on a 3-4 vote, with only Mucci, Eric Castro, and Morrell voting to restore that money. After those votes, a full-rostered assembly voted unanimously to pass the unchanged budget in its first reading. It needs two more approvals before becoming the spending plan for next year, and it can still be changed during this process or any time during the next year with three readings of a supplemental budget ordinance. In this budget, spending in most general fund departments would be increasing with this proposal, with the exceptions of information technology, attorney costs, public works, and parks and recreation. The spending plan increases the general fund's subsidy to the Elderly Housing Assisted Living Facility from $80,000 this year to $150,000 next year, or just over 9% of that facility's budget. It also assumes a 9% increase in harbor fees and other already planned utility rate increases. The harbor's portion of the state's raw fish tax money would drop to $300,000 from $550,000 in the current year. The Assembly also gave itself some homework over the summer to go through a list of community ideas on new revenue, cutting spending, or other ways to improve the borough. Each Assembly member will choose three of those ideas they'd like to find out more about, and the group will revisit that topic in early September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.